The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Step into the projector room at the Byrd Theater in Richmond, and you'll find more than 100 years of projection technology. That collection came in handy this summer as their Barco DP100 projector stopped working long before its predicted demise, and a vintage 35mm projector was used temporarily in its place. While that sounds like a bout of welcomed nostalgia, General Manager Todd Shaw Vess says 35mm films are either in limited quantity or pretty outdated.
Sony hasn't released anything on 35mm since Annie.
And that was in 1982.
It's the hard knock life for us. It's the hard knock life for us.
But the nonprofit Theater Foundation was soon able to afford a stunning new 4K projector.
4K is like looking at your high-end plasma screen in your living room, except 30 feet wide and 24 feet tall.
This seems to define how the Byrd has always operated: cutting-edge nostalgia. Richmond's Grand Movie Palace opened in 1928 as the first new theater in Virginia outfitted with a Vitaphone sound system for talking films. But the theater also featured a grand Wurlitzer organ to accompany silent films, which is still played every Saturday night.
And now, at the mighty Wurlitzer Theater pipe organ, here's Bob Gullidge.
And despite the changing tides of movie-viewing trends, the Byrd has always managed to stay relevant. Shaw Vess shows me one photo that really sums it up.
This is people in Richmond getting their first look at a Crosley TV set. This is what was going to put movie theaters out of business. You know where they're watching it? In the upstairs lobby here at the theater.
A whole new concept of television. Crosley Ultra Fidelity TV with family theater screen. Cabinets styled to match the beauty of your home.
The Byrd is a rarity amongst movie palaces, as it has continuously operated as one since it opened nearly 90 years ago. In that time, several generations of Richmonders have grown to appreciate the theater as a community staple.
We've had people that have spent their entire lives. Just a few years ago, we lost one of our oldest continuous patron, Bootsy Donati, who came here the week the theater opened when he was 8 years old and came continuously his entire life, except for this little brief time when he was over fighting the Battle of the Bulge.
Across the state, the Grandin Theater in Roanoke also serves as a community anchor, boasting the same grand designs it did when it opened. Ian Fortier is the theater's executive director.
Well, the Grandin represents a facility that we call an iconic jewel in the arts and cultural crown of Roanoke Valley. There are many people in and around this neighborhood who have been coming to this facility their entire lives.
Hi, welcome to the Grandin Theater.
Take one for the bridge.
All right, $7.75. Enjoy the movie.
The Grandin opened in 1932 and, like the Byrd, was ahead of the curve as the first theater to feature talking pictures in Roanoke.
It had a glorious decades of up and down, some closings, reopenings, new ownership. 2001, it went into disrepair and was closed, and the community rallied around renovating the building and at the same time making it a foundation.
Since its rebirth, the theater has only further established itself as a communal gathering place.
Hi, I'll have a large popcorn.
Okay, would you like butter on the popcorn?
Yes, please.
It's evident with the locally made concessions, the lobby art gallery, and it's even home to a church on Sunday. It has proved to be such an economic driver, in fact, that the Economic Development Authority of the City of Roanoke awarded the theater $50,000 to help renovate the facade of the building.
And they concluded that, you know, they wanted to support the Grandin Theater, one, because of its iconic status in the community, its historical relevance, and then they also believe that the theater is the anchor for Grandin Village, which is one of the most vibrant communities that we have in Southwest Virginia.
With communities rallying to help fix the old, two of Virginia's most iconic movie palaces can focus on the new, continuing to engage generations of moviegoers with grand relics of years past, while looking towards the future full speed ahead.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
I'm Kelsey Peters.